With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. While the blockade of Iranian ports remains in place, Project Freedom is being put on hold. President Trump hitting the pause button on Project Freedom, the effort to guide commercial vessels through the Strait of Hormuz.
The U.S. military launched what it called Project Freedom just Monday. President Trump describing it in humanitarian terms, designed to aid stranded seafarers stuck on the hundreds of ships that have been sitting in the Persian Gulf since the Iran war began. But after 2 days, that's now on hold, with just two merchant ships known to have passed through the U.S. guarded route through the territorial waters of Oman. In a social media post, the president says the pause is intended to see whether an agreement with Tehran on ending the war could be finalized. He told reporters earlier Tuesday,
"Now they're trying to survive and they won't be successful unless they make a deal."
But Trump says U.S. forces will maintain the blockade of Iranian ports. I'm Ben Thomas.
Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi tells his Iranian counterpart, Abbas Araghchi, that China is deeply distressed over the war. China's top diplomat met with Araghchi earlier today in Beijing. Ohio's primary election sets the stage for a couple of high-profile matchups come November.
One contest is the U.S. Senate race that will help determine control of the chamber. The other contest is the governor's race, featuring a former presidential candidate and the state's COVID-era health director. Former Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown will try unseating GOP incumbent John Husted. In the governor's race, GOP nominee and biotech billionaire Vivek Ramaswamy will face Democrat Amy Acton.
And that's correspondent Andrew Stewart. Stocks starting off the day, positive territory. The Dow's up 486 points. The NASDAQ ahead, 232. This is SRN News. America's largest Protestant denomination is making plans.
The Southern Baptist Convention is gearing up for its annual conclave in Orlando. The gathering will bring SBC delegates from all over the country to the Orange County Convention Center, June 7th through the 10th. Organizers say there will be as many as 200 separate events and meetings held during the convention. The SBC is in the midst of a slow but persistent decline in membership, though baptisms are on the rise. Michael Harrington reporting.
A wide-ranging Australian inquiry examining anti-Semitism in the country began this week with testimony from Jews who say escalating hatred has left them fearful and vulnerable. The investigation launched after 15 people were killed when two gunmen opened fire at a Hanukkah celebration on Bondi Beach in December. The Royal Commission on Anti-Semitism and Social Cohesion will sit for 2 weeks. It is the highest form of inquiry in Australia. This is SRN News. The U.S. Postal Service releasing a new series of stamps honoring the Route 66 centennial.
The offering includes 8 stamps, one each for the states traversed by the Mother Road. The special collection was curated from images captured by photographer David J. Schwartz. He's traveled the Chicago to Los Angeles route dozens of times over 2 decades. He hopes his work can help keep Route 66 alive by inspiring others to explore the highway and support local businesses along the journey. Keith Peters reporting.
Federal health regulators have announced their first authorization of fruit-flavored electronic cigarettes designed for adult smokers. The announcement from the Food and Drug Administration is a major policy shift, and it comes after months of appeals by the vaping industry. The new e-cigarettes come in mango, blueberry, and a couple of varieties of menthol. More details, SRNNews.com.